Welcome to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive. Today, as we approach the five-year anniversary of the first confirmed death here in New York City from COVID-19, we really wanted to take a deep dive into this.
Yeah.
It's a time that holds a lot of weight for a lot of us.
Yeah.
And so we approach this topic with genuine care and sympathy for everyone affected.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important to acknowledge that right from the start, you know, this anniversary isn't just a date on a calendar. It's a reminder of a period of immense difficulty and loss for the city.
Yeah, definitely. So in this deep dive, we're going to be exploring the impact of the pandemic on New York City. And we'll be focusing on what it was like for healthcare workers, the first responders, that's the NYPD and the FDNY, and all the essential workers who really kept the city going during those incredibly challenging times. And we'll also be looking at the collective response of the city and the different ways people and institutions came together, the measures that were taken to combat the virus, from, you know, masking to the eventual vaccine rollout, and how New York City continues to remember those who were lost.
Yeah. You know, we've gathered information that really paints a picture of that period for you, listeners' name, drawing from official statements, reflections. It gives us an opportunity to understand the sheer scale of what happened.
Yeah.
But also to appreciate the resilience and the lessons that have emerged.
Absolutely. And before we kind of delve into the specifics of it all, we want to acknowledge David Laguerre, the producer of The Deep Dive, who makes this all possible behind the scenes. And to you, thank you for joining us for this important deep dive. We truly appreciate you spending this time with us as we reflect on this significant moment.
Absolutely.
So I guess jumping right in, one of the things that just kind of hits you right away is the sheer scale of the impact. The sources we have really underscore the magnitude of the loss.
Yeah, yeah, over 46,000 New Yorkers. It's just a staggering number.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Mayor Adams pointed out, each one of those individuals was part of a family, a community. And it really brings home the personal cost of this pandemic.
It really does. And when you look back at those early days, like the sources describe a city that felt almost surreal. Businesses shuttered, schools closed their doors, and the streets were eerily empty.
Right.
The YouTube transcript from the NYC mayor's office captures that feeling of being at the epicenter.
Yeah.
That initial wave of fear and profound uncertainty that washed over the city.
It was just this feeling of the unknown that was so pervasive, wasn't it? And it wasn't just the general public grappling with this new reality. The healthcare system itself was facing an unprecedented challenge.
Right.
The text mentions NYC Health plus hospitals Melmhurst becoming an early focal point, with emergency departments overwhelmed. Imagine the situation for those healthcare professionals, listeners' name, confronting a virus they had never seen before, with so many unknowns about how it spread, how to diagnose it, and how to treat it effectively.
Right. It's almost impossible to fully grasp the intensity of that situation.
Mm.
And the sources really highlight the incredible courage of those healthcare heroes who, as one text puts it, sprang into action, rushing to the front lines.
Yeah.
It makes you think about that immediate and immense pressure they were under day after day.
Absolutely. And it wasn't only those in hospitals. You know, we need to remember the bravery of the first responders, the NYPD and the FDNY.
Right.
Their commissioners noted their unwavering service despite the very real risks they faced. The FDNY even responded to a record number of calls during that period, acting with remarkable compassion and empathy amidst so much loss and chaos.
It really is incredible. And let's not forget the essential workers, those individuals who often don't get the spotlight, but were absolutely vital to keeping the city going.
Yeah.
The sources touch on the incredible adaptability of teachers who had to pivot almost overnight to remote learning for nearly a million students. The dedication of school food service workers who continued to distribute meals to families who relied on them.
Mm-hmm.
Even the public school custodians played a crucial role in distributing essential PPE.
Mm.
It truly was a citywide effort, with everyone having to step up in unexpected ways.
Absolutely. A powerful demonstration of how interconnected a city like New York is. When one part of the system was under immense strain, everyone else had to adapt and find ways to contribute. And I think Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services, Ann Williams Isom, rightly points out that collective effort, the widespread adoption of masking, social distancing, the innovative shift to outdoor dining, the development of testing and tracing programs, and then the monumental undertaking of the vaccine rollout.
Speaking of testing and tracing, the sources really highlight the sheer scale of that operation. Over 3.5 million cases were tracked through the city's dedicated program.
Right.
That's an enormous logistical challenge, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The fact that they tracked over 3.5 million cases underscores the immense logistical challenge of contact tracing, a vital tool, listener's name, in understanding and containing the spread of infectious diseases by identifying chains of transmission.
Yeah.
And, you know, the contact tracing effort wasn't just about identifying positive cases. It also involved providing crucial support to those who needed to isolate, including the delivery of millions of meals and care packages, the hotel isolation program,
right,
which helped over 33,000 people quarantine safely. Another really compelling example of the innovative solutions that were implemented during a time of crisis.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And then, of course, came the vaccines.
Right.
The mayor's office video proudly states that over 90% of New Yorkers receive vaccinations.
Right.
It's a really significant achievement and, as they put it, a triumph over modern medicine.
It really was a remarkable effort in public health. And the city's Vaccine Command Center played a crucial role in coordinating the distribution across a vast network of providers, even establishing mobile vaccination teams to reach every neighborhood, ensuring equitable access.
Yeah.
Data from the DOHMH shows over 7.5 million New Yorkers receiving at least one dose, achieving that impressive 91% citywide rate.
Wow.
And importantly, there was a focused effort to close vaccination gaps in Black and Latino communities through targeted initiatives like the Public Health Corps, recognizing and addressing disparities.
It's easy to forget now, but there was so much uncertainty and fear surrounding the virus in those initial months. The mayor's office transcript really brings back that feeling of constantly watching the news, hearing the constant wail of sirens and not knowing what the next day would bring.
Right.
And looking back now, as they mentioned, there's a real sense of pride in how the city ultimately came together to face that unprecedented challenge.
Yeah, that unity in the face of such profound adversity is a key takeaway from the sources. They repeatedly emphasize this collective strength, a team, New York, as the mayor often referred to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that underlying spirit of community and resilience that ultimately allowed the city to begin to reopen schools and businesses and for families to finally reunite after long periods of separation and anxiety.
And the act of remembrance is so incredibly important, isn't it? Mayor Adams announced that City Hall and several other municipal buildings would be illuminated in amber light to honor the memory of those who were lost.
Right.
And to recognize the tireless dedication of the first responders and essential workers. It's a powerful visual reminder of that deeply challenging period.
I think those symbolic gestures really are vital. And Deputy Mayor Williams Isom says, you know, it's a crucial reminder to cherish our loved ones and to keep the stories of those we lost alive by sharing their memories. It's about ensuring they are never forgotten.
Definitely. The sources also touch on the long-term impact of the pandemic and the crucial lessons that have been learned.
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Mitchell Katz, the president and CEO of NYC Health Plus Hospitals, emphasizes the fundamental importance of a strong and well-funded public health system.
Right.
And the absolute necessity of building and maintaining trust within the community. He believes that this unity, coupled with a robust public health infrastructure, is the most effective defense against any future challenges that may arise.
And that forward-thinking approach is absolutely essential.
Yeah.
New York City Emergency Management Commissioner Zach Iskall speaks about their unwavering commitment to being in a state of 247 readiness, always carrying with them the profound memory of the lives that were lost.
Yeah.
He highlights how they rapidly transformed vacant spaces into temporary care sites, coordinated the delivery of millions of meals, and fundamentally innovated their emergency response planning. Their ongoing focus remains on being dynamically adaptive and prepared for future crises.
It's particularly insightful that the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner also reflects on this period, drawing a comparison to the immense challenges they faced in the aftermath of the World Trade Center attacks. They underscore the remarkable nimbleness and profound compassion demonstrated by their personnel in handling the unprecedented influx of decedents during the peak of the pandemic.
That comparison really underscores the sheer gravity of the situation, doesn't it? And their tireless work in establishing temporary morgue facilities with both dignity and utmost care is a powerful testament to their dedication and the respect they showed for every life lost.
Yeah. And beyond the immediate crisis response, the city also had to turn its attention to the long and complex process of recovery.
Yeah.
The sources mentioned Mayor Adams's Rebuild, Renew, Reinvent plan, which had ambitious goals aimed at revitalizing the crucial tourism sector, providing vital support to small businesses that had been so heavily impacted, and getting overall employment figures back to and even exceeding pre-pandemic levels.
And it's interesting to see how certain adaptations made during the height of the pandemic have become permanent fixtures, like the expansion of outdoor dining, now a permanent program called Dining Out NYC. It really shows how the city was able to learn and evolve during that difficult time, even leading to some unexpected positive outcomes that have enriched the city's landscape.
It's overwhelmingly clear from all of this that the pandemic has left an indelible mark on the fabric of New York City.
Yeah.
The sheer scale of loss is something that will undoubtedly be remembered for generations to come. But as we've explored, the sources also illuminate the incredible resilience of the city's people.
Yeah.
The heroic and selfless efforts of frontline workers across all sectors, and the profound sense of community that emerged and strengthened during that incredibly challenging time.
Absolutely. And the ongoing commitment to preparedness, which we see in the continued surveillance of diseases and the sharing of valuable best practices through resources like the NYC Health Plus Hospitals textbook, demonstrates a real dedication to learning from this experience and ensuring that the city is better equipped to face any future public health challenges.
So as we mark this significant fifth anniversary, it's truly a time for remembrance, a time for reflection on all that the city endured, and also a moment to recognize the remarkable strength and unity that New York City demonstrated in the face of such a profound crisis.
Right.
Our deepest thoughts continue to be with all those who were affected by the pandemic in any way.
Indeed. And it serves as a powerful reminder of the fundamental importance of community, a robust public health infrastructure, and the unwavering dedication of those who step up to serve on the front lines when they are needed most.
Thank you, listeners' name, for engaging with us in this important deep dive into such a significant moment in our recent history. We sincerely hope that this discussion has provided you with some valuable insight and perspective as we reflect on this time.
We encourage you to take some time to consider your own experiences during that period and perhaps to connect with others and share those memories.
And please do join us again for the next Utica Phoenix Deep Dive, where we'll continue to explore fascinating topics and delve into the details that truly matter. Until then, please take good care.